Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Apples to Apples. I am one of your three co-hosts. We're kind of all over the floor. I mean, I'm not in our normal places, but...
I'm not going to interrupt because Sam's in an Uber and that'd be disrespectful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have an extra member of the Apples to Apples family in my living room. Sam's in an Uber. I mean, you're in your normal state, I suppose, but...
Well, you know, I was in my absence. I heard the listenership was dwindling, so I had to be proactive and get one more right away.
Yeah, I mean, Sam.
Yeah, no, there's
Sam's back from saving the world.
Anything to say to that, Sam?
Yeah, you know, just cutting deals, winning fights. You know, that's what we do.
Putting fires out.
Did you say winning fights?
Yeah, in the business term, but
Oh, I was just saying no. Until fighting.
No. Maybe defending people.
Speaking of fights, but Sam, what? Someone's singing. That game that Sam and I watched the other night was insane. That hockey game. I feel like I'm the only one on here. I don't hear anyone.
No, you're not. I thought you were going to say more than that. You don't normally go to the wild talk that early.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It caught me off guard, so I thought you had something, you know, not getting to
no,
say
I'm,
that.
No, I'm sad that I'm home and that it's pretty much snowed since I've been home. Well, it didn't snow today, but it's snowing tomorrow.
If it makes you feel any better, the second I got back to New York, it started snowing.
God.
So it just, we had a no
well,
snow.
If it makes you feel any better, the San Francisco's underwater right now, so.
Well, I was going to say, if you say it's snowing there, then I will.
Yeah, no, that's
then we're all.
It actually, it has hailed more in the last 3 months I've lived here than in my entire 22 years of Minnesota.
I was going to say, have you seen more, that's more hail than you've probably ever witnessed.
I don't really, you know, we don't like political stuff, but I mean, wasn't there a term once about global warming? Where's the warming part take effect?
I mean, here. I mean, it was super warm all year here.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
And also warming, it's a bad name because it's really about
change
and extremes, not just the physical, like, temperature getting warmer. But
that was my point.
I feel like we've had a few different things that, you know, are poorly named, but global warming just being one of a few.
Yeah, that was really my point.
Yeah, no, it's a bad name for sure. And people will admit that. That's why I think people are trying to, you know, it's climate change, not global warming, but global warming just stuck too early. Which, okay. Again, bad branding, but I don't think our scientists are meant to be marketers, so. Although it's not science. Did you see, by the way, I just thought of this whole science thing. The other day, there was video of some fan at a Mavericks game was chirping Kyrie. And Kyrie was like, how are you going to tell me how to play basketball or something like that? And the fan goes, I did my own research.
Jesus.
That was pretty good.
He
walked right into it.
And you know what? I don't know about all shows, but I know one particular show. Podcast called Apples to Apples predicted that this trade would be a disaster.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people kind of saw it coming.
No, I know,
but we were the only ones brave enough to say it.
Yeah,
I would say they're in a dogfight tonight against somebody.
We may have had a little religious bias to that, but we'll call it.
That's funny and true.
Speaking of, I mean, I don't know. I spoke to someone whose daughter is in the transfer portal for basketball. Sam might be able to figure this out. And
is that the Lehigh Golden Eagles, is it? Or what are they with their basketball?
Yeah, Lehigh. And I would say that Santa Clara is extremely high on the list. But some things need to be worked out. They're competing with Oregon.
Well, you can tell. I think the initials are FH.
Yep.
You can tell her that I can put her in touch with the right people.
Oh, I did. I didn't. I spoke to her representative.
And I do have the athletic director on my speed dial, so if she needs.
And
that.
I mentioned that too.
So. The 40s, and then
sounds like we're set.
Yeah. You are competing with Nike in Oregon. But,
well, yeah, I can't speak to the NIL deal she'll sign with us, but we do have, I guarantee you we can give her about 10 times more palm trees than Oregon has.
And you took the words out of my mouth. I think the palm trees are the selling point. Her representative said that in his opinion, it's the most beautiful campus in America.
I said, well, if this one of those campuses, if you like it at least a little bit, you're going to love it because it's not in a bad way. It is all kind of the same.
And oh, 100%. All, don't get me
wrong. But like, it's not like you can't be like, oh, I like that building. And
no,
not
you
that
can't
building.
Be wishy washy. You're either all in.
It's
or
like if
all
you
all
like
off.
One building, you like
and correct
you're
me
in
if I'm wrong. We, our women's team did not perform that well this year, but we did have like the West Coast Commerce Freshman of the Year, so we're on the rise.
They are aware.
You know, it's okay. Funny to say that because Georgetown had the Big East Freshman of the Year as well. And actually, you remember a few weeks ago, Dad, when we were debating Ben Johnson's job security, and I said they won't fire him just because they won't want to look for both coaches at once?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in I wasn't right about that with the Gophers, but I mean, I was right about that with the Gophers. I was wrong about it for Georgetown. They went and fired their women's coach, too.
Well, time out. You're so far, you're right. The evening's young.
Sure. You don't think they would have done it by now?
I would have, but I don't know what the hell they're thinking over there. But yeah,
you don't
right.
think they would have fired? He's lost his number one recruit. The season's over.
Like, four more guys.
Why would they have? Every other team that's firing their coach has fired them.
No, I think you do have a valid point. They've probably, in a way, given up the will to live there. But
Can we
just go back to when you said, do I remember? Well, last time we were together, talking about whatever. I sort of try to just forget about everything we talked about. No offense.
I guess none taken, but. Anyways, I did say that. I was right in one way and wrong in another. But you want to talk about guys leaving, and then we'll formally introduce the show, and then we'll get to the more mainstream chat, if you will. Okay.
Final four predictions?
Yeah, we'll get to that at some point. So the last thing I'll say about Georgetown while we're on college coaching topics, they've essentially had the whole team decide to transfer, which I can't blame them for a number of reasons.
Right.
There are two guys who are not – so they have a couple guys that haven't decided to transfer that could also just opt, like, out. Like, they could – they, right. like, are seniors. It's like if they want to use their COVID year, basically. Right. Two guys on that roster that haven't left yet. Would you like to guess who their fathers are?
Patrick Ewing and Alonzo Mourning.
Well, Alonzo Mourning's kid graduated a couple years ago, and Patrick Ewing is the coach, and his son was there a while ago. So not you're on the right track.
Allen Iverson?
No. You're missing one very, very, very good Georgetown player.
I am?
Yes.
Along
the Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning lines. No, too obscure.
Okay, sorry. Wow, who am I missing?
He was known for one very well-known hand motion.
Oh, Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo's son and then Victor Marijan's son are the only two left on the roster.
They're both, what, 7'9"?
This Marijan is a little shorter. He's like 6'7", but Ryan Mutombo is like 7'2".
Well, Sam, can I ask you a question?
They're the only two left on the roster.
Is Sam still here?
I'm here. I'm the music's gone too. Our listener dropped me off, so.
Oh.
I mean, you have my full attention.
Okay. Now Drew was a little upset that the entire team left. Help me understand.
Oh, I'm not upset. Not at all. No.
Oh. Okay.
No. And it's a similar stance I have to the Vikings, who we'll get to in a bit.
Because they only lost.
The
only
guys I wanted to keep were the freshmen who played.
Then what else?
And there was one other. There was a couple guys who I thought could be pretty to very
good.
Did
someone just mug Sam? Is he all right? I feel like Sam just got hit. I felt like you just got hit over the head with a brick.
I put my phone on my desk. Is that it?
My God, did you throw it down or something?
No, I thought I set it down. I don't know.
No, you did set it down. It was just rather hurt. Okay. So, all right. Well, my
no, I They have like two or three guys. Oh, they did. They're missing like half their roster team.
Because
Middleton got sick too. But well, at least Walker's back. We'll get to them in a second. But no, I have no problem. There was three guys.
It's not valid what I was gonna say.
There are two or three guys I would have liked to keep that he refused to play that I thought were pretty good. But two freshmen and a sophomore. There was an upperclassman, one or two upperclassmen I think have the extra year that should they choose to use it, I would like them to use it at Georgetown. But the rest of the guys,
fair. That's fair.
It's how I feel about the Vikings, who we'll get to in a bit.
Oh,
the guys they're letting go.
Bad.
But
what a pathetic squad they're going to be. Oh, wait.
I actually don't think they're going to be any worse.
Of course not. Sky is purple in your world.
We'll get to them in a second. I more meant just, I don't think they're, what they've lost, they've replaced. I think they're not going to win 13 games. We'll get to them in a second.
13?
That's how many won last season.
Playoff.
I don't think they're going to be the, I don't think that, and I've said that many weeks. Whatever. You got to tell people where they can find us, because that's your job now.
Oh, that's okay. I can do that job. You can find us at 7 a.m. Central Time, or 1 a.m. Central Time. Now, this is where we always get into this dicey situation. The 7 a.m. is on Saturday mornings on WFNU 94.1 LP Frogtown Community Radio. But then where it gets dicey for you, me, and Sam is, and I think the world, we're on at 1 a.m. Is that 1 a.m. at night on Saturday, or is it 1 a.m. Sunday morning? Like, how do you say that?
It's Saturday morning, but I like to tell the fans that
but it's really not
your
Saturday
Friday.
Morning.
Well, it is, technically. But you're concluding your Friday night with us.
No, it's okay. You need to check yourself. We're on Saturday night into Sunday.
Well, then it's on Sunday. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, it's on Saturday night heading into Sunday. Okay. And I would say it's on Sunday at 1 a.m., but you're finishing up your Saturday night with us.
Okay, that's fine. Then you just said it for me. I mean,
but I more asked you to do this lead-in because of the other show
because
that's way more important.
Well, last week we were off on Connor's Corner. So the show you're about to listen to after this show will have been live yesterday, Friday. You're going to want to know what was on it. I have no idea because we haven't done it yet as of the taping of this particular show. But we're both back in the studio, and then right, Connor's heading to Florida after that. He'll be going to Cape Coral, so I don't know if we'll be on the following week or not, but I'm sure he'll be all pumped and ready to roll. So we'll see what kind of show we have. Yeah, that's that. Okay.
I'm thinking where I want to start, because I feel like we need to get through a few things, but I want to make sure we dedicate ample time to March Madness. So my question to you two, and we normally do this pre-show, but just for all the fans at home, we didn't have a lot of time today. Do you want to just start at March Madness and take it as long as it takes us? And if that means we don't have time for some of this other stuff,
I got a general
question. Because the other stuff, to be fair, there's still 3.5 weeks left in the NBA. There's about 3.5 weeks left in NHL. There's still, you know, today's technically the first quote-unquote league day of the
new
NFL
season. Oh, by the way, the Wild are losing again.
Yeah, I mean, their goal is free out of the play net, so.
Briefly on the NFL,
goals tonight have not been on Fleury. They have no defense today.
I say we go to March Madness, but I got a quick NFL question. Where are all these teams finding all this money to sign these people?
The cap. I feel like I've been trying to tell you this for a while. The cap is totally fake. You can just convert, kick the can down the road. Never. Now, to be fair, at some
everyone
point you have
can,
to
but
pay
us.
The Piper. No, we did. That's why we're in trouble this year. We did it for years. Now it got us nowhere because Spielman's bad.
Darius Slay would be nice. Because Orlando Brown is signing for like $60-some million with Cincinnati. Cincinnati spent a ton of money last year. How do they have money for this guy?
Burrow's still only getting paid like $5-7 million or whatever.
That's valid. Good point.
Now, to be fair, the reason it may seem like we couldn't, we did. We just, you know, used a chunk of it, obviously, on Kirk, and now we're paying that price. And Kirk, the guys Cousins, who signed for that money.
You know what? Kirk, are you? Oh my God! Someone hit Sam again. Kirk Cousins, by the way. Not only do I hate him as a quarterback, I hate him as a human being. You talk about a guy not willing to help his team out. Holy crap!
What do you mean?
No, he went. They won't. What they did here had nothing to do with him. He didn't have a choice. He won't like renegotiate his contract or anything. He wants the full amount, no matter what. Help a brother out.
I think the only thing I will say is the only way they could do that is if they gave him an extension, and I don't know if I'd want to give him an extension.
Well, I know I don't. But
and if you look at the quarterbacks right now and the statistics and how everyone's paid, he is being paid exactly what he should be paid. According to like what number? I mean, he's getting what? He's like seventh most paid quarterback or something like that, and he's around that. And he's around that stats wise. I mean, we can debate all you want. He's around the 10th best quarterback in the league. But all these other teams that are paying these quarterbacks that much money and more are still signing all the guys and winning Super Bowls. This is not on Kirk Cousins.
I genuinely like. We used every cap trick in the book, and it's why this year specifically we don't have a ton of room. It's also why I'm glad that Quest is moving on from some of these older guys that at some point, to my point about Georgetown earlier on a similar wavelength, like I don't care who we lose from the 31st ranked defense, and I don't particularly care if we lose some guys on offense. Like it didn't work. It's time to start over, try something new.
I care who we're not getting, but yeah, I get you.
I think we've made good moves for the limited cap space we have. This is going to be the reality is for the Vikings.
What in the heck is going on over there?
Is it making a lot of noise?
You think?
I have my headphones in, and apparently every time I set my phone down,
it
makes a noise.
It sounded like you were oiling the Tin Man. I don't know what that contraption is you're doing.
I was pouring water in my water bottle. I mean, it's been a few weeks for me. You got to bear with me.
Something tells me it's the microphone is your phone microphone right now, not your headphone microphone.
Well, that'd be awkward then.
That's maybe what it's picking up.
All right, let's talk March Madness, and I got to talk World Baseball Association League or whatever it's called.
That's fascinating that that's what you want to talk. I would have never in a million years guessed.
Oh, no, it's not. It's going to be next.
He only wants to talk about it because the U.S. aren't going to make the next round. It's just going to be.
Good. Good. I'm glad because they're greatest team in the history of baseball. They suck. All right, let's talk. I did two pools. How many pools did you guys do?
Pools or brackets?
What's it called? I guess.
Like how many – like.
I did two brackets, I guess. Aren't they the same?
Well, like, no, you can do two brackets, but can submit them to one pool.
Okay.
Created two brackets is what you meant.
I did two brackets for two separate pools, I guess. Okay. That's a rough one.
I always just do one bracket, and I submit
that. I watched so little college basketball this year that until I sat down to do it, I realized I have no clue about college basketball, but
for whatever it's worth, if there was ever a year for that to be the right stance, oh, it's this year. It's this year, so
I'm like I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm feeling Marquette.
We have one other member of the Apples to Apples family who's very big on Marquette.
They won me a lot of money on Sunday or Saturday, whatever it was when they won, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm big on Shaka Smart, of who I think should be coaching Georgetown, but we'll save that for later. So I'll give you
Bronco Nation is buzzing, by the way, at our home game in the first round NIT.
You're in the NIT.
I actually almost bet on them to win. Did they win?
We're losing by four in the second half right now. We won't win.
This will not surprise you guys, by the way. The NBA referees just missed one of the most obvious, like, violations in the history of the NBA. They had a jump ball. There's a very end of the game. There's a jump ball. It was Gobert and somebody else. And as the guy like was before he threw the ball up, after he set everybody, Horford completely ran into a different spot.
They can't challenge that?
Which, no, I guess not. Because they didn't have possession. I guess not. It was the most obvious, like, violation I've ever seen. And now, I mean, we're going to lose to Boston. That doesn't really upset me that much. Boston's the,
okay, I'm going to give
probably
you...
going to win the whole thing. But, God, Dallas is still losing. And the Lakers are going to lose to Houston. That's so Timberwolves of the Lakers, it hurts.
I'm going to give you my final four in both pools, and then I'll let you guys...
Yeah, Marquette, Shaka Smart. You have a compatriot here.
Okay, so here's my final four in one, and then I'm going to give you the final four in the other, and then you guys can react to that and explain yours. So in one of them, I've got Arizona Marquette.
That's awkward.
And I've got Xavier UCLA.
I think Xavier's awful.
I also think Xavier's awful.
Okay. Maybe that's the it's just the big and Xavier got, plays zero defense, but. They'll win a couple games. They're not awful like they're.
And I've got Marquette beating UCLA in the championship. That's in one.
The only thing I will say about UCLA, and I think if you had asked me like 3 weeks ago, who I would have picked to win, I think I probably would have said, UCLA. But their best defender, and they're a kind of a defense first team. Their best defender, Jalen Clark, is out for the tournament.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. Scares me. All right, now
he's a defensive player. He's like a Naismith Defensive Player of the Year candidate, and he's out. He tore his Achilles. He's out for the tournament. So that other than that, I love UCLA. Love him.
Okay, so I went out on a limb on these four. Okay, I know it seems like I went out on a limb with the previous one, but here I went out on a limb with these four. You ready? I thought I'd get a little crazy. I got Alabama, Purdue, and Texas, Kansas.
I'm not on in Kansas.
Every ounce of my being.
What? What?
I said I hate Kansas and Drew City hates Purdue.
No, I hate Kansas as an institution. I think they're probably pound for pound, if you will, the best team in the tournament.
Oh, interesting you said that, because I have Kansas over Alabama in the finals.
I would say Alabama second. I think in mine I have the opposite. I think I have Alabama over Kansas. Okay. Only because I think it's really hard to repeat. And this is basically a whole new team for Kansas, so you can't really play the whole experience card.
I hate Kansas, I don't know if I really, by the way.
Yeah. I just think the whole Purdue ED thing is going to run its course. You want to talk about bad officiating. 10 minutes of a game with that guy, it's unbearable to watch. He's in the lane for 14 seconds at a time. He hooks and pushes every single time he's on offense, and then they go down the court or on defense, and they go down the court, and he gets a foul call because they start fighting back, but they're not 7'6", so they don't get the benefit of the doubt. It's infuriating to watch that guy play basketball. And he's probably the player of the year because he's that big and they officiate him that way, but it's just awful. I can't stand Purdue, but I really like Kansas and Alabama.
I think two of the Timberwolves got kicked out. Anderson and Edwards both got ejected.
I'm telling you, the end of this game was – there was two different violations on the jump ball. Williams jumped early and Horford moved after being set before he threw the ball, and that was after – like the Boston coach was like on the other side of half court, and they let him do whatever he wants. It was the most insane ending. It wasn't a great night for the refs in the NBA, but that's just another day in the association, as they call it.
Yeah.
The good news is I think the Lakers are going to lose to Houston, and I think Dallas was still losing to San Antonio last I checked.
Oh my God. So those are my thoughts on the turn. You know what else though? I was thinking about this. You know what scares me? And I know I've already picked eight different teams, but something in my gut tells me, because no one is talking about them or thinking about them, that Duke's going to get to the Final Four this year.
They're playing really well and they're healthy. They're not a low seed, they're a five or whatever, but I think they're a five that can go pretty far. They've been hurt. They were hurt a lot of the year. TCU is a similar team like that, although they're a little bit lower seed even than Duke. That had guys hurt. Jeremy Rose is the big guy on Duke that's finally back. Shire's kind of got them playing pretty well. Didn't they blow out Virginia in the conference tournament? They're playing well, and they're a very good team that was just hurt, and they're healthy now, and if they can get on a run, I mean, they're like, you know, the old Duke teams. They can shoot with anybody, so.
As much as it pains me.
I'm pulling up my bracket only because I, for some reason, wasn't logged in. But I'm pretty sure I had a very similar one to you, Dad.
I have one. So I just have one bracket in three pools right now, I think it is. But I have a predicament in one of my pools. So I'm in a work pool, and last night I made it, and I named my team like some kind of funny name, like my name's like Perfect Bracket or the Perfect Bracket or something. And then I look, and all there's like 35 people in it. Everyone just put their name, and no one has a funny name but me. Do I change it, or do I pay the odd one out?
I think it's too late. They've already seen it.
Well, maybe they haven't though, because it hasn't started.
Oh. Didn't you? Why? I mean, I'm just curious. Did you just assume people were putting funny names?
Yeah, I just assumed people were. I couldn't check beforehand.
Oh.
Okay. So can I quickly go back to the Timberwolves? We can go back to March Madness, because this is why I start to think things are possibly rigged. So after all that shenanigans, they get a foul to go up five. Or sorry, that's not right. They win that jump ball. Then there was three technicals called, and it ended up being a 2-point game, but the Celtics got up as much as five. The line on that game was 4.5. And if we hit a last second shot, but the Celtics cover off of three technical free throws, that just feels a little bit like, I don't know, a little bit too close.
I wouldn't necessarily disagree. The problem is we've seen so much bad reffing that the referees are just awful. So I don't think the referees would even be able to fix it because they're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, not calling three technicals is with no time left on the clock.
Yeah. No.
I mean, the game was over. And here's the other thing. If they don't call those technicals, that we hit the three-pointer we hit at the end of the game, now they probably guard it a little bit more. Yeah. It's we win.
I'm getting like weird feedback. Can you hear that too?
Yeah. Do one of you have your headphones out?
I do.
That might have been me celebrating Santa Clara's in the game tying three. So you might want to turn on the barn burner on ESPN.
What channel? It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, they won.
ESPN Dose, I think. No, we're tied with 7.5 minutes left.
Oh my God! Last time I saw them, 7 minutes.
I'm more worried about your headphones being out, like, because we, Dan and I, can hear an echo of ourselves.
What do you want me to do?
Do you have either of your headphones not in your ears?
They both are.
Oh, what about you, Dad?
They're both in my ears. I don't know. I was taking a walk because I had to get something to drink. So maybe when I plug back in and sit down. It might be me. I don't know.
I'll re-plug. Hold on.
I only think it's you, Sam, because I can only hear me and Dad as an echo.
Oh, good point.
It seems like it worked. Yeah. Anyways, I hear no echo. Those three crappy technicals at the end, it's three free points. And if they don't call those, we actually have a chance to go and win the game. And Conley hit a three. Now, they didn't exactly guard Conley aggressively. Because why would they in that scenario? It doesn't mean anything. But like, We would have had a shot, you know, and they just totally take it away by after missing two awful calls. Yeah, I don't know.
Is Sam? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, talk to Drew for a second. I'm gonna use a little boy.
Okay. Well, I figured out my headphone issue when I turned on my TV. My phone automatically connected to my soundbar. Thanks, Drew, for that gift. And so I was speaking into my soundbar and my headphones.
I'll be back.
The sound was coming out of the soundbar.
You guys chat.
But yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I'm playing for a second.
No, I was complaining again about the NBA refereeing so bad. And then I was just saying, like, losing to Boston doesn't really bother me. I mean, you play Boston close, it's all you can really ask for. Especially when the Lakers just lost to Houston and I don't know if they're still losing, but the Mavs were losing to San Antonio. Yeah, they're still losing to San Antonio. Anyway, so back to March Madness. I just pulled it up because I didn't have my first. So I was right. I have Alabama over Kansas, and this is all subject to change. I mean, I don't know. I always like to tinker a little bit, but I have a Final Four of Alabama, Marquette, Texas, Kansas. I kind of have a lot of chalk, but I'm sort of at the point where I don't know. Why would I get cute? You know, you pick who you think is going to win. I do have Duke in my Elite Eight. As I was saying, I think they're playing very well. That's the region with Purdue, who I have going out kind of early. Tennessee's missing one of their best players to injury. I think they're out early. And I think Marquette's pretty good. So other than that, I'm pretty chalky. I think Charleston is one of those teams that I think has a chance to make a run. I know that's a popular take. They've got 30 whatever wins. I genuinely think beating San Diego State will be harder for them than Virginia. Virginia runs that like pack line defense, and the number one way to really stretch it out and beat it is shooting threes. And I think like 40% of Charleston's shots are threes. So they're going to go for it. They're going to try. And if they hit them, you know, any team that shoots that many threes in March, if you get hot, there's kind of three things that I really look for in my March teams. One is guard play / one lead guy who can just take over a game. It's important in all aspects of basketball, but I think college basketball specifically, if you can get that guy, it doesn't have to be a guard. I find guard play to be important because you have to take care of the ball, which sort of is linked to my number two, which is you got to make your free throws. Got to be a decent free throw shooting team. And then the third is you have to make threes. Like you just, if you don't shoot enough threes in March Madness, like you're out. And that's what, like the game last night was Pitt versus Mississippi State. Mississippi State's the worst 3-point shooting team in the country. And so I bet on Pitt to win. So those are three things
that
sort of,
I think it's so weird. Those are the playing games. Teams like that.
Well, I actually looked it up. I know you probably forgot.
You and I were talking.
And I looked it up, and I looked it up. It's like has to do with the more games you play, the more you get paid. And those count. So it gives those 16 seeds like actually like a guaranteed second game, therefore a guaranteed like second check. So they're kind of trying to be nice to them is sort of what it's for.
Okay.
Which I get, although it's a little strange. Then why wouldn't they give it to all the but then it's like this weird balance of like, well, we don't want to give it to all the 16 seeds because we don't want to like not let them all have a chance at actually playing a real game. So I don't know. But anyways, so those are the three things I kind of look for. And that's why I think if Charleston can beat San Diego State, which we talked a bit about them, Dan, I think they actually have a better chance of beating Virginia because Virginia will let them shoot threes. And if they can hit them, if they can get hot, I mean, we saw when Virginia lost to UMBC, they just play a style of basketball that's a little exploitable. So I have them going to the Sweet 16. I also have Memphis as an 8 in my Sweet 16, and then TCU, I mentioned them earlier, as a 6 in my Sweet 16. Those are sort of my lower-ranked seeds, my non-chalk seeds to go far. I just – TCU, quickly on them, like they play Texas tight in the Big 12 tournament. Final, they're a team that's playing well at the right time. Mike Miles is one of their best players, if not their best player, one of the best players in the Big 12, was hurt for a lot of the year. He's one of those guys that can sort of take over a game. He's back and healthy and everything. And there's just something about those like purple Big 12 teams. It happened in college and football, it's happening in basketball. I just can't quit them. So that's sort of my quick run through of my brand, who I got and what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I mean, I have Marquette in the Final Four. I like that. I have Arizona in my Final Four. And then I got Houston. I think they're really good. I don't know what you guys aren't seeing with them, but I think I've watched some of their games. I think they're deep. They're well coached. They always perform well in March. So, and then I got Arkansas coming out of the West because I think that
the must bus.
They're getting healthy. They're very deep and they play well. So I think they can come out of the West, which is a pretty deep West region. I think Kansas isn't as good as you guys make them out to be. I think Arkansas can knock them off. And I got TCU facing them in the Elite Eight, like Drew mentioned. So I got them making a deep run. And another sleeper team, I got Iowa State too making a. I got Gabe Kalishar besting Marcus Carr in that Sweet 16 matchup, because I mean, I think their defense is unreal, and we've seen Texas be prone to playing some bad basketball. So, otherwise I agree with Kansas State. I think is a solid team, but Marquette I think is really good. I don't know if they can beat. And just for the fun of it, I have Oral Roberts playing Purdue, but just so we can see a 7'5" guy against a 7'2" guy. I don't think Oral Roberts will get there, but I just did that because, you know.
By the
just
way,
for the memes.
I have breaking news.
Santa Clara took a 3-point lead, because that's true.
I got to put that on.
Actually, you might not want it, because last time you made us
lose. I know, I got hooked, and it didn't. I was 6 hours later, they lost. Are you guys familiar with Frank the Tank?
Yes.
He is absolutely livid right now, because Edwin Diaz went down with an apparent right leg injury in the celebration pile of Puerto Rico's win.
That is true. He couldn't even walk.
And Frank the Tank is going ballistic, I see on Twitter.
I'm sure he's biting his glasses.
The glasses are off. They're gone.
Yeah.
And the camera just fell down, and the phone just fell down. News at 11. Apparently Frank the Tank has TikTok, by the way. Okay, let's continue.
So,
did we not know that someone was going to get hurt? That's sort of what I was
in the celebration pile. That's pretty bad. There was one team specifically I wanted to talk about, and I'm drawing a blank on who it was.
We
talked about Duke.
Gophers?
Yeah, no, it was someone.
How do you think they'll do?
We talked Duke. We talked. I actually want to talk about Houston. That's who it was, because Sam mentioned he had them going far. So here's my thing with Houston. The Final Four is in Houston, which
it is.
That should, or near Houston. I don't know.
Interesting.
So, Final. I guess I should.
Oh no! Wouldn't it be in their dome there? It must be Houston.
I'm pretty sure it's in. I'm pretty sure it's in Houston. I could have made that up, I suppose.
I don't think you did. I wasn't questioning you when I said that wasn't a question.
AT&T Stadium. So Dallas, I guess.
Oh, the baseball? The big Jerry's World. Okay.
Right?
AT&T is.
Oh, no, that's 2030. Houston. I'm right. I'm an idiot. I was reading a chart wrong. It's in Houston. NRG Stadium. I thought this chart was like where each region was, so I just read to the bottom. But then I realized it was telling me where each year's. The fought in the next couple of years. So if anyone's wondering, 2030 March Madness is in Jerry World. No, in Houston at NRG Stadium.
Of course
it is. It's Jim Nance's final four.
Where the heck is he going?
I think he's just moving out. I don't know. He's not doing the Final Four anymore.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to know a fun fact about Jim Nance?
That he was Fred Couples' roommate in golf.
No, that's a good one, but that's not what I'm talking about. Do you know what his alma mater is?
University of Houston with Fred Couples.
That's right. That's why I said it was important, but not the same. Okay. So it's in Houston. They're the number one team, most wins in the country, tied for the most wins in the country. Jim Nance, University of Houston grad, legend, doing his final four.
Played on the golf team.
Every storyline should tell me I should think Houston's gonna do it. I can't get behind it. I feel very much about Houston now in 2023 as I felt about Gonzaga for years. They play in a cupcake conference, and I would almost argue, like, at this point, Sam, you know, it's partially because of Santa Clara's rise to relevancy. The West Coast Conference is just as good, if not better, than the American.
Can I just interrupt? What channel is Santa Clara on?
Is it not on ESPN2?
No.
What am I watching it on?
That's what I was asking you.
Maybe I'm watching on ESPN Plus.
Oh, that's a big difference. Okay. Because, yeah, Cincinnati and Virginia Tech are on.
Or you, maybe?
It's
ESPN
Plus on mine.
All right, well,
that's where I'm watching it.
All right, well, I'm not watching it then. Continue. Didn't tell me United States was on in baseball.
They got, if they win, they're in.
Is that what they have to do?
If they lose, Well, if they lose and it's a close game, I think they're in as well. But yeah, if they win, they're in.
I don't know about Houston.
Behind Houston, but I feel very much about Houston as I felt about Gonzaga until the last couple of years, only because Gonzaga has really beefed up their non-conference. They play some legit teams early in the season.
You know what's weird? And they deserve credit. Gonzaga? I mean, if there was every year they might do something, it might be this year too.
There's no pressure on them.
Right, and there's no really stud team.
No, 100%, 100%.
It could end up being them against Duke when every other year people pick them. It's ironic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. Houston just doesn't really, they just feel like Gonzaga used to feel to me. And every year Gonzaga would bow out early. No, I think Houston's a little bit, like, I think Calvin Sampson's a better coach than Mark Few, but they're both very good coaches.
Right.
So I just can't do it. Every storyline should tell me I should pick Houston to go far. I think I have them going to my Elite Eight, and then I have them losing to, I don't know what two seeds in their bracket, Texas. I have them losing to Texas. So.
Well, the thing is, many people are picking them either. A lot of people are picking Alabama. Yeah. A lot of people are picking Marquette, actually. Kansas, Texas. So.
You know who else a lot of people are picking? Indiana. What am I missing?
Oh, it's one of those, like, they just got a guy. Like, they got a number, like, top five player in the country. I mean, to some people, that, you know, that's enough in college basketball. I mean, how often in March specifically is it just one guy just carries a team?
Yeah.
And I think that means a lot. And I think Indiana's a pretty good team besides him. I mean, they have five starters, seven last names. Their two best players both have hyphenated last names. There's no way you know that. I don't know why. I said it that way as if you would know what I meant. But yeah, it's Tracy Jackson Davis, or maybe it's Trace Jackson Davis, not Tracy. Trace Jackson Davis, and then Jalen Hood-Schifino. And Trace Jackson Davis is, you know, all AP top, you know, first team. And that means something.
Okay.
Their coach is, he's a senior, he's got experience. Their coach is, isn't Mark Woodson their coach? Like the old...
Mike Woodson.
Mike Woodson, sorry, that's what I meant. Mike Woodson's their coach. Like,
NBA,
like, got a good coach. NBA like, coach. I really like Indiana as well, I have to say. I have to admit.
Okay.
Just because of that, those reasons alone. Good coach, one of the best five players in the country. I think that means a lot, but they're pretty deep. They played a tough schedule. They beat some good teams. I don't think they're going to go, you know, Final Four late, but I could see it happening. I wouldn't pick them, but I could see it happening for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think they're very good. I think they could go farther, but I just think they have a tough draw against Indiana. But if they were in Purdue's spot, I think they're better than Purdue, to be honest. So
Indiana's better than Purdue.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, I think I'd agree with you.
Oh my God, they're Edwin Diaz. They're calling him Kendrys Morales. Remember when he broke his leg celebrating a home run?
Oh, on home plate.
He's being compared to him now. That's not a good comparison.
No.
All right, continue. No. Sorry. I'm fascinated by the injury because I was literally.
Speaking of injuries, a guy in Santa Clara just tore his ACL trying to close out on a guy and. We're going to lose because of it because they got a wide open layup because of it.
That's not good.
Any other teams? I mean, we got how much time we got left? We got anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And I think, like, we've hit on a lot of the big teams. We probably glossed over a few. We talked a little bit about UCLA. We mentioned Duke. Arizona, I mean, we all sort of mentioned Arizona, but they're a team that just sort of goes about their business. It seems like every year there's always one of those. It's not a ton of hype. It's just like, all right, we're going to, like, play our game, do our thing. And that's, you know, that maybe that's Arizona this year. They've kind of gone a little bit under the radar.
One team that a lot of, like, when you watch the selection show on ESPN, every single person pick the exact same teams. It's like, it's insane. But Miami was a team that a lot of people were picking, and I'm not too high on them. I don't know what everyone's seeing on them. I think they have a tough schedule, and They, I don't know what everyone's seeing, to be honest, but their BPI, I mean, it's pretty low, but that's another team, I guess. The one team we glossed over, but I don't really see anything special from them.
Yeah. The other thing I will say that I think there's statistics behind this, but maybe it's just my feeling and my gut. It feels like the conference champions always struggle a little bit, the guys who win their conference tournament, but it feels like for the most part, in almost every conference, the best teams won their conference tournament. So I don't know if that'll really kind of fly this year. So Arizona, UCLA, a very good example. Arizona won the Pac-12, but UCLA is probably the better team, and maybe that helps them, but they still, you know, made it all the way. I think something like, I don't know, some crazy percentage of the last 20 champions, if not maybe all of them, all at least made it to, but then at the same time, all made it to their conference semifinals. So I don't know, maybe that's just feeling versus reality and data and stuff like that. But I think that's sort of a stat that holds true. So, you know, that's the Purdue, that's TCU, as I mentioned earlier. TCU lost to Texas, Arizona won the SEC, Bama won the SEC. So like it's just the best teams that won them. So I don't know if that'll really hold true this year. Other kind of thing that always happens every year, I want to get your guys' thoughts, and then maybe Dad, I'll let you rant for a bit about your World Baseball Classic, whatever you got.
Well,
there.
What I was going to say just happened. It's ironic.
But oh, well, great. Then we'll have something to talk about. A first four team, normally one of the 11s, obviously, because it's not going to be a 16 seed, always seems to go pretty far. The very first year they did it, I believe it was VCU, went all the way to the Final Four, the UCLA Final Four, when they were the 11 seed, they came from the first four. I think then there's been four or five teams get to the Sweet 16 besides that, which is a lot considering it's 11 seeds. It looks like Arizona State's up 20 on Nevada, who was the last team in, a spot a lot of people thought should have been like Rutgers or there's some other teams too. And then Pitt took down Mississippi State yesterday. If I pull up the bracket quickly, those teams' first round matchups would now be Pitt would play or will play because Pitt did win. Iowa State and Arizona State will play TCU. And then Gonzaga, Pitt would play whoever I just said, and then Xavier. So any thoughts on those two teams? I know you said you didn't watch a lot of college basketball this year, Dad, but just thoughts on one of those playing teams with the extra game under their belt, jitters out of the way, ability to make a run. I mean, either of you, but.
Go ahead, man.
I did pick Xavier in one of my brackets.
Yeah, and I touched on, I don't, I would say I think it's very good defensively. I don't know if Pitt has like an offense to combat that, and so I don't love that. And then I also touched on TCU was another one of my teams that I thought was very good and can make a run. And I think TCU will beat Gonzaga because Gonzaga was not very good, and especially when I watched him in person at my home court. So I don't think Arizona State's good. They got blown out by Arizona. They didn't even make that close. So they did not prove they should be worthy in the tournament. But I guess tonight they are. So.
Well, and they're probably only in this game. Didn't they beat Arizona at Arizona on like a half court buzzer beater? That's probably the only reason they're even
And that's why Rutgers didn't get in the tournament because Minnesota beat them on a half court buzzer beater.
Yep. No, Abby, you're absolutely. And earlier in the year, there was a weird play at the end of a Rutgers Ohio State game too. So I think you're absolutely right. So I think normally that holds true. I think if one team is going to do it, it's probably Pitt just because Iowa State's sort of limping into the tournament. Iowa State has Baylor's number, but other than that, they've been, I think, pretty unimpressive and have struggled a bit, especially they beat Baylor back to back, which is huge. Don't get me wrong. But if you kind of wash that out, there's some struggles down the stretch there.
Yeah. So, then they also good wins against Kansas, Texas, TCU. So.
Yeah,
they've not been playing well as of late.
No, that's my point. Yeah, earlier in the season for sure they had some impressive wins, but there's a reason even with all those wins that you just mentioned, including thrice against Baylor, twice against TCU, they're only a 6 seed. And it is sort of those struggles down the stretch. So I think if maybe Pitt, you know, has their jitters out of the way, I'm with you though on Arizona State. I think TCU is a very good team, and Arizona State's taking advantage of a Nevada team who probably Probably shouldn't have been there. So, okay, let's recap quickly. I have a Final Four of Bama, as of now, subject to change. I'm legally allowed to change this. Bama, I don't think I'll change these four. Bama, Marquette, Texas, Kansas, with Bama beating Kansas in the final. And my deepest high seed is I have Duke in my Elite Eight and a 12 seed Charleston in my Sweet 16. Sam, a quick run through of your
I have Charleston
top points.
Too.
Yeah, my Final Four, Arizona and Marquette, 2-2 seeds facing off, and then Houston, Arkansas. Arkansas is my one big sleeper coming into the Final Four. So, and then a deep team. Yeah, I mean, Arkansas is my sleeper going to the Final Four, and I also have TCU playing them a 6 seed. So,
what seed did the Must-Bus get this year?
They're 8.
They're an 8. Who's their 9 that they play? I have them winning. I just don't have it, Andy. Oh, Illinois. Illinois.
Yeah.
That I will tell you what, though. That if it happens, and it probably will. I won't say for sure, but knock on wood, if Sam's prediction comes true, that Sweet 16 game, that would be Arkansas and the Must-Bus versus UConn and Hurley, and I think that's at the Garden. That will be must-watch TV.
You could go.
I know. I don't know if I'll be around, actually. I was sort of thinking about mapping it out in my head, but yeah, that's must-watch stuff. Like Musselman and Hurley alone. Like they may have to change the technical rules and give them more than 2 before ejecting them in that game. Those two guys are out of control. Quick question, Dad, before you go, to the two of you, because I heard this on a different podcast and I kind of understood it, but I thought it was funny. Do you trust crazy animated and or sweaty coaches more or less in March? Hurley, Musselman, the sweaty guys.
Less.
The more crazy in March, the less you trust them.
Yeah.
But probably the more crazy in the regular season, the more you trust them. It does probably flip in March.
Yeah.
Like, you need the craziness, but the craziness you can't do every day.
I think
and you need it in a good way. I mean, you can't get out of control. You need to be composed and calm and be thinking about the player drying up and not screaming at the ref, which.
Yep.
If you think of all those teams that like Loyola, all Florida, if you think of all the teams in the past that have made long, like crazy runs, whether it was to the Final Four, 8 or whatever, they all had a very calm coach.
Yeah, there are a few that stand out as not that, but I think that's because they're the
very few
grand exception. There's the Ron Hunter guy, who I think is normally a calm dude, but his kid was on the team. He like, remember, he like kind of broke his ankle or whatever, and then he had the stool and he fell off the stool.
That was awkward.
And then Holloway, who's now the coach at Seton Hall, he was pretty animated. But I think to Sam's point, for sure, you got to do it in the right way. Like Shaka Smart is animated. He's high energy. He's a little crazy, but it's way more controlled because it's in a coaching and teaching way, not a screaming at the refs and screaming at the fans or whatever like Musselman does. Okay, Dad, any highlights from your bracket? And then we got about 2 minutes.
No. Well, I kind of said my piece. This World Baseball Classic.
Any game? Sorry, last question. Any games you guys are completely, or picks, I should say, that you made that you're completely unconfident? Well,
here's what's interesting. I, as you know, I'm going to be all alone this weekend, except Friday night I have baseball in, and then I have to work 2 basketball games. So, but Saturday, Sunday, I can watch every single game. I don't know that I'm that interested. Isn't that weird?
That's why you got to bet on the games. It makes them interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how, but that's a good point. I mean, it makes me, Saturday night it clashes with live PD on Reels. But I don't know. I guess the teams I hate, I just hope they lose. Like Indiana, like Kansas, even though I picked them. Like Kentucky. I can't stand Kentucky. I don't really. I hate more teams than I like.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Like, I don't mind UCLA and Arizona for some reason. Maybe because I never see them, you know?
Yep.
I'm sick of
Santa Clara lost, by the way. We're done.
Oh, my God. Well, we are done.
Worst coach in college basketball.
I think we're going to get rid of him.
No, we won't. The athletic director said we won't. So.
Oh, okay.
They've had like two of their best seasons in recent history, and they're not.
I know, but they've
yeah, because we've back. Two. We've had two first round draft picks, and a good coach would do something with those first round draft picks. Nothing with them.
You don't have to talk me into that. I'm just telling you that's how places like this operate. If there's success on the court, they're not going to fire a guy. It's expensive, and it looks bad.
Yeah, I watched us blow a 15-point lead with 6 minutes left with her nephew, and I said some mean comments to him about her and Herb, and he said, you know what, I can't disagree with you right now. And I said, all right, that if he's agreeing with me.
I don't doubt that if he knows basketball, he wants to fire him. But he has people to answer to that, A, don't know basketball, and B, are more concerned about the money it would cost to fire him and go hire another guy. And if there's success on the court, especially over what it's been, they're going to keep him. And I've seen it firsthand, unfortunately. It's why Georgetown only won two Big East games in two seasons. But that's the crappy reality of college coaching specifically. Okay.
Dad,
anything else about the World Baseball Classic? We have one, perhaps 2 minutes.
Okay, quickly. One, do you have to be major leaguer that's only been out of the league for a year to be the head coach? You can answer that at your leisure.
No, it can be a few more than that, because isn't Ian Kinsler the coach of Team Israel, and he's been out for maybe three or four?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're all whatever.
Oh, okay. What a comeback by the Wild, by the way.
What happened?
Is it tied? They're winning now?
We're up 4-3.
What? I haven't even watched it.
Okay, anything else, Dad?
And then, what I was about to say is this whole thing is such a made-up farce to begin with. And why would you let any one of your good players play in this? Because they're going to get hurt. And sure enough, 20 minutes later? Well, I hadn't said it, but I was about to say it. Edwin Nunez, your guy, trumpet man from the Mets, he's probably done for the year. Unreal.
We were talking about this, and I got to be quick, but we were talking about this, Dad. It makes no sense that this is when they do it. They should do it in the middle of the winter.
Well,
it has me a little bit excited for basketball, baseball. It has me a little excited for
baseball.
But that's
the problem. It's like now you don't even remember that there's spring training going. It's too confusing, too much.
Which is fine. I'm not a big spring training guy in general.
No, I know.
If you ask me the record of the Twins in spring training, I couldn't even get close. I have no idea. Oh, I'm not a big spring training guy.
I think they've lost every game possibly.
We got to wrap it up though. So send us.
All right. Well, this has been another edition of Apples to Apples right here on WFNU 94.1 LP Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the hottest radio show on the planet, Connor's Corner. Right now, we'll see you next week.